We're in Simon Taf Ayin Hey. Yeser Dine Haseder. Says the Mechaber Sefalif. Yitol Yadav Yivarech on Netilas Yadayim. You should wash and say on Netilas Yadayim. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though you already washed for the karpas that you had, still, since there was Haggadah and Halal in between, so it could be you weren't paying attention and you touched something dirty, because Yadayim Askani Osein, and therefore you need to wash again before the matzah. Bikach HaMatzos Kaseder Sheinicham. You pick up the matzahs in the order that you left them when you did Yachatz. HaPrusa Bein Shtei HaShleimos, the broken one in between the two whole ones. V'yochazim biyado, you hold them in your hand. V'yivarech hamotzi v'alachilas matzah. You make two brachas, one hamotzi lechem in aretz, and one alachilas matzah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason for the top and bottom ones, the whole ones, is because of lechem mishnah, and the middle one you need to hold because of lechem oni. When you make the hamotzi, then you place the bottom one down. And when you make the hamotzi, if you make hamotzi, you take the bottom one and put it down, and then you make the alchilas matzah on the broken one and the top one. You make both brachos before breaking all three together in order to eat them. The Mechaber continues. Then you break all of them and dip it in salt. But the Ramah says, "Ein amenag latavam b'melach b'layla rishona, d'pasnaki ein tzarech melach." Our minhag is not to dip it into salt, because the Mishnah Berurah says it looks more like lechem oni when there is no salt on it. So that's why the Rama says no salt. V'yochlen beheseba biyachad kezayis mikol echad, and you eat it leaning, as we discussed, and you eat a kezayis from each of the matzahs. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if you eat a kezayis from the hamotzi one first, meaning from the whole one, then it's like you're being mafsik between the alachilas matzah and the eating of the broken one. And if you eat the broken one first, so then it's like you're being mafsik from the hamotzi on the next, on the whole one. So therefore, you should try and eat both kezayisim together. The Mishnah Berurah also explains why you're having two kezayisim. So you need to have a kezayis from the prusa for sure, from the broken one. You need a kezayis because you make alachilas matzah on that. And when any time you say alachilas something, there has to be at least a kezayis. And the piece which you're eating from the hamotzi, from the top one, so even though really when you say hamotzi, you don't need to have a kezayis, it would be enough to eat less than a kezayis. Still, since there are some poskim who hold that the bracha of hamotzi really goes on the broken one also, and the alachilas matzah really goes on the whole one, so therefore you need to eat a kezayis from each one, just in case, because we're not sure who's right about the alachilas matzah going on which matzah, the top matzah or the middle matzah. The Achronim agree that you should try and put both kezayisim in your mouth at the same time, but you don't have to swallow them both at the same time, because that's pretty difficult. B'dievet, even if you swallow the kezayis little by little, as long as it's within kedei achilas pras, you're going to be yotze. And the poskim discuss how you should go about doing this, because if you shove it in your mouth too quickly, that's not really called derech achila, so you should try and do it little by little, but still making sure that it's done within kedei achilas pras. The Mechaber says, "Imenu yachol lechol k'shnei zeisim biyachad." If you're not able to eat both kezayisim at the same time, so then yochal shel hamotzi tchilav achga shel achilas matzah. Should eat the top one first, and then the middle one. The Mishnah says, "A b'diavad, if you ate only one kezayis, so then you are yotze b'diavad. Even if you aren't making the hamotzi yourself, rather you're hearing it from the balabais. So the Rama said earlier, the lechatchila, he should give to each person a kezayis from that thing which the hamotzi was made on." And Rav Moshe says that even here, the people who are sitting there need to lechatchila eat a kezayis from the matzahs of the balabais. Rav Yashiv says so as well. So therefore, with our matzahs, which are pretty thin, and therefore you can't get a kezayis for each person from the matzahs that we're using. So Rav Moshe says that each person who wants to be yotze, like the adults, the boys who are above bar mitzvah, who are chayiv to be yotze the mitzvah, they should have their own lechem mishnah in front of them. And if there are girls, so then they could join together if they want to have their own matzahs as well. And the Rav Moshe adds that you can't just add matzahs in there with the three matzahs that the balabais is using, because then it's no longer called lechem oni. Rav Yashav also says that each person should really have three matzahs in front of them, because you're not supposed to have more than three matzahs on the ka'ara. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, on the other hand, says that even chatchila, it's okay if the mesubim only eat a little bit from the matzah that the balabais makes the hamotzi on, and then they eat the rest from other pieces. And the fact that the Rama says that you need to have a kezayis, that's only lechatchila, because you're supposed to eat a kazayis immediately after the bracha without having any hefsek. And therefore, he says it's best to eat right away. However, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that really it'd be okay if you just eat a little bit from those pieces of the balabais, the whole ones of the balabais, and then eat the rest of your kazayis from any other matzah that you have available. Rav Chaim Kanievsky also is quoted as saying that that's okay to do. So we have a machlokas, what the best thing to do is. So obviously, it's best if everyone could have lechem eshnah in front of them, but if it's not possible, so you can rely on Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Chaim Kanievsky, which is what it appears most people do. Rav Yashiv went so far as to say that if you're not eating from the matzahs of the balabais, then you only need to have one kazayis. You don't need to have two kazaysim. One more point, when it comes to the bracha of motzi matzah, so the Brisker Rav held that each of the mesubim should actually make the bracha to themselves. And even hamotzi, he would say that, even though by hamotzi he would say that he would make it and everyone would be yotze, by motzi matzah he said everyone should make it themselves. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says no, it's best for everyone to be yotze, even motzi matzah, from the Baal Habayis.